Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Lisa Riggs, and she's the general manager of the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, those 3 days after Thanksgiving are really special days in your area, Elkhorn and Kimbleton.
Yes, it's our annual Yule Fest, and this actually is our 34th annual Yule Fest, and it's always the three-day weekend following Thanksgiving. And we have some that are, we have over 20 events going on as far as venues. Some are just Friday and Saturday, and most are all 3 days.
So is there a website if people wanted to check out what's when?
Yes, you can pick up a brochure at any of the local businesses, or you can go online to danishwindmill.com, and we have the 2012 brochure on the front page.
Okay.
Also, the danishvillages.com has a website, and you go into their festival link. So it's all there, also a map.
Okay, I'm just thinking people may want to check that out because there are a lot of things to do over this holiday, and they kind of got to work in. If you can't be there all 3 days, you kind of got to pick and choose which ones of those are going to be there. So let's start with Friday. A couple of highlights there you want to give us?
Well, we're, again, this is our 34th annual, and two of the largest craft fairs are going on, and that is the Elkhorn Town Hall. It's their 17th annual. It's Main Street Country Boutique, and it's full of vendors, and they highlight crafts, woven rugs. They have quilts, floral arrangements, great bakery goods, and that's both Friday and Saturday at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And then in Kimbleton, A Prairie Christmas, and they have been with us the full 34 years.
Wow.
And the only change there is that it'll be at the Kimbleton Lutheran Church, the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and that's just about a block west of Main Street in Kimbleton. You can't get lost, and it's a wonderful, very artistic. I think they highlight primitive and country shabby chic. They have fabulous artists there, and it's something you don't want to miss. And again, that's at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, and that's Saturday and Sunday.
When you mentioned the artists and some of the kinds of things they do, the country and so on, you know, as I unpack, especially my Father Christmases, I can pick out those ones that I purchased at Prairie Christmas because they are very unique and they just sort of stand out from the others. So good memories there.
Yes.
That's kind of what holidays are about, are building memories.
And they also have bakery goods, so it's a great place to go.
Good Danish yummies, right?
Yeah. We do have something new this year. We have the old sale barn in Kimbleton is now called Cottonwood Barn. And you have to see it to believe it. They took the old sale barn and made into a meeting venue. And she has some vendors there. Also, it's their open house. And she's highlighting kind of a little flea market. But she'll be having open house and serving soup and desserts at the Kimbleton old sale barn, which is now called Cottonwood Barn.
Cottonwood Barn. And this will be a good chance for people to take a look at it in case somebody is planning a meeting in the area. They may want to know what this looks like. So this will be a good chance.
We just had our gala there for the windmill, and it was fabulous. We were so pleased with it, and it's so cozy. So very
great.
Nice.
And where is that located?
That is one block east of Main Street, right when you first come into Kimbleton.
Okay. So that's fun to have something new,
as
well as those traditions that have been going on for 34 years.
Yes.
You mentioned food at all of those places. Are there some places that are just specially food?
Well, you know, we like highly, we have, you know, of course, all of our nonprofit, which I'll highlight in a little bit, but we do have our businesses that are here day in and day out. And three of our restaurants are in the Yule Fest flyer, and Thirsty Mermaid Brew Cafe is going to be open just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this year they're highlighting Pepperneuter. They're making that little Danish cookie. They also will have their specialty pizzas and their gelato. So we suggest it's just daytime hours, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, Vittles, it's like their one-year anniversary, and they'll be open. That's south of Elkhorn, just south of the Texaco gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be serving Appleskever on Saturday. And, of course, the good old Danish Inn. You can't go wrong there either. And they're open all 3 days also.
And don't they usually have some special breads and so on for sale?
Yes.
You know, you've mentioned several places that where probably you could buy some things to take home with you and maybe freeze them if you want to
yes.
have them for a Christmas time holiday entertaining.
The Danish Inn's getting to be known for their Danish kringle, too. So, yes, all the places will have things that you can carry away. Also at the craft fairs, the great bake sales. You know, so we do have great food places. We also have lots of things for shopping. And I've said to other people, you know, everybody's kind of leaving town to go to Black Friday sales. There's no need to do that because we have all kinds of specials throughout the Danish villages. And they're, you know, sure to please. We also have that little Danish workshop right next to the windmill. You know, of course, the egg crate. It's just a delight.
It goes on and on, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, we have the Danish Immigrant Museum, which is going to have new exhibits on all three floors. It's a fun place to take the kids.
And they're, as I recall, they're having a special fee, a little reduced fee.
Yes, a reduced fee for the weekend, and that's for families and children, mm-hmm. and some of the children, depending on the age, mm-hmm. is free, and it's well worth it. If you haven't been to the Danish Immigrant Museum, this is a good weekend to
good
go
Good chance.
There.
And if you have been there, I always remind people, those exhibits change. If you haven't been there for a while, there's going to be something different there for you to see.
All the time.
Yeah. And they have a wonderful gift shop.
Yes, they do.
So, and I know you have a wonderful gift shop also at the windmill, so we don't want to leave that out.
No.
But things that you can't find other places.
Right. That's what we're not your normal stores. The windmill just got in a big shipment from Denmark. We're featuring an old-fashioned Danish Christmas market. So we like to bring the old world traditions to your home. And you don't have to be Danish to enjoy our communities. But have you ever had the glug, Levon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a hot winter drink.
It'll warm you up.
Yes. It's a wonderful, fun thing to try.
Yes. And I want to mention just about the windmill. You know, it's been quite a while since I've been through the windmill. How many people do you have go through there? I mean, we just take it for granted when we're in the area.
Well, we invite anybody to come out, but we had this past year, we had over 60,000 people. We've had every state in the nation by June, foreign countries as well. I think we're over 40 different foreign countries that have come to visit. It's so easy to get off that interstate and come up, mm-hmm. and visit. Mm-hmm. So we're very pleased that we can host that many people.
Absolutely.
And we've had a big year here. You know, we've gotten all new paint, all new shingles. So the windmill's all spruced up.
And again, maybe, like I say, we just take that for granted. Sometimes when we have something local like that, we don't even go see it. We think we have to go somewhere else. And so, again, if you're local or you have families coming in, hey, take a tour of the windmill. It's really interesting.
Right. And it's nice because both the Danish Immigrant Museum and the windmill, we're open 7 days a week. We're here for you guys, too. So we try to make our hours available for you.
Good. And especially when families are coming in and they're trying to get a lot of things done, that's great to be open all those days.
Yeah. Bestemor's is going to be open, too, this weekend.
Now, we don't want to forget Bestemor's. It's kind of around the corner. It's just off the main street, but just a fun little house to visit.
Yeah, it's
just
a restored Danish immigrant home. So, yeah. And, of course, we got the winery, and we got the Family History Center. We have a lot of things to see and do, and we do have the annual Yule Fest concert. I don't know if you've been to that, Levon, but it's fabulous. It's at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. It's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, but before you come there, stop at the fire station for free pancakes and sausage.
Free?
Yeah, from 5 to 7. The local business club, the Better Elkhorn Club, puts it on every year. And just to thank people for coming into our villages and for visiting us.
Good, good. And what about Father Christmas? Is he going to be there?
We think so. We don't know where he'll be at what time. I know he's having a little difficulty because there's no snow, but he's trying his best to make it to town, so be looking for him. And there's also going to be some music. Somebody's playing a French horn that's going up and down the street, so be watching out for that, too. There's
okay.
a lot going on in these two little
yeah,
towns.
And I'm sure we have not mentioned everything, but remember Friday, Saturday, Sunday, most things are 3 days. Some of them aren't, so kind of check that out.
Yes.
And do you have an information center? That's a silly question, but I'll ask it anyhow. If somebody just comes to town, where should they stop first to get
actually, the Danish Windmill is an official Iowa Welcome Center. We were selected back in 1985, so we carry brochures in the whole state of Iowa. We really push the villages first, the regional towns in southwest Iowa. So just stop, you know, at the windmill. We can give out free maps, events, event guides, attraction guides. And again, all these businesses should have these brochures. So stop in and pick one up.
Okay. And the first thing starts on Friday morning at what time?
Pretty much around 8:30 to 9. All most right. of the businesses will be open.
Goes on and on, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
We want to thank you very much, Lisa Riggs, for motivating us to come to Elkhorn and Kimbleton.
Great time.
You bet.
You'll love it.
You'll love it. All right. Here's a little thought. Proceed as if success were inevitable.